B flat. This bunch likes Fisher's hornpipe, I know.
Play one of old Clayton McBitch and Gid Tanner's waltzes.
Yeah.
I played it with them over at Harrisonburg, Virginia, many, many years ago. Yes, sir.
Which one was that?
50 years ago, Walt.
All right.
Played in two keys, G and D. G and D and G, yeah. D first.
Tell us a little bit about when you and Laverne had the restaurant together. Didn't you have a lot of musician people stopping by there?
Oh, yeah. They come there from all over the world.
This was at Mill Creek, 16 miles south of here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they come there from Canada and everywhere. Yeah, a lot of different fellas.
Did you have to feed them, Laverne, when they come in?
I did,
How did you keep from going in the hole?
Had a house full of them. I had to sleep on the floor. Jim Costa, he there, he slept on the floor once. And old Pick slept on the floor, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pick.
Jim Costa slept on my floor many
times. Jim was all right.
He slept on a lot of floors.
We enjoyed him.
Yeah, we had a good time. A lot of them I run onto once in a while. Yes, sir. Yep.
So a lot of music came to you, didn't it? I mean, you didn't have to.
Right, yeah.
Go hunting it like some of the rest of us. And you started.
I think I taught Jim some on the music.
Yeah. No question about it.
Yep.
Laverne and Woody raised a son named William who died several years ago. And William was a child prodigy with music. He probably was at least as good as his dad.
He beat me a few times.
They started playing on the local radio station here in Elkins. Was it in 51?
1950.
50. And William's voice hadn't changed yet, had it? He could still sing all those high Bill Monroe tenor parts.
Yes, sir.
And William went on to become a great musician. He had rock and roll bands and country bands.
Yeah, he played any type of music. He fiddled for the Osborne Brothers. Yeah, he played any type. Bluegrass or old time or rock and roll. I've got tapes of him rock and roll. I'll play them for you sometime.
Like to hear
him. Yes, sir. He had a good rock and roll band. Yep.
How about playing a banjo a little bit?
All right.
Joe, would you like to?
If you don't mind.
Would you like to offer some accompaniment on playing with the banjo?
You might not like my picking. I have a style all my own now, and it was too contrary to change it. I learned the hard way, though. I learned back in. When there wasn't no such a thing as a capo, I learned to play the sailor's hornpipe B flat without a capo. Yes, sir. That was played on the fiddle, and I just decided I'd play it on the banjo without a capo.
That's about as honor as you can get.
Yep. All right.
Which banjo are you going to play?
Well, I'll play a couple on the clawhammer here, and I'll play the other type. What am I into here?
Got the wire.
Yeah.
Wire for
if he pulls any foolishness, you can just throw the current there,
Trey. No problem. Right. I'm on the dial here.
I got the awful looking bandage here.
How'd you know how to tune it? Do you remember how you tuned it up the first time?
No, sure I don't.
Cornstalk fiddle.
That second string must be straight on. This is an old tune that Blackberry Blossom. It's an old tune that Arthur Smith wrote. I played it on the fiddle, and I learned on the fiddle, and I learned to call him and pick it on the banjo. Blackberry Blossom.
The old styles of music when the new radio stuff started to be played, when what happened to the claw hammer style after the bluegrass, the finger picking style came out?
Everybody just quit for years and years, you know. And you'd go to claw hammer tune, everybody would make fun of you, you know. You couldn't, I had to play like that, you know. Yeah. And it didn't play no more till way up here. Few years ago, you know.
Why was that, you suppose?
Pardon?
Why was it? Why did they make fun of it?
I don't know. I thought that was the wrong way to play, I reckon. I just quit playing that way, you know. I went to picking in three picks. Everybody said Earl Scruggs was the first fella to pick with finger picks, but I picked many years with finger picks before Earl Scruggs did. Picked the same tunes that he recorded. And when they come out with the recording, why, people thought it was something great, it was something new. I told them, I said, well, I picked that a long time ago, them tunes. Of course, they didn't pick Flint Hill Special and tunes like that, but Home Sweet Home and Farewell Blues and such tunes as them, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 2:25. How are we fixed for time? What's your schedule?
All right.
You play with a fiddle.
Pardon?
You play with a fiddle? Play banjo and fiddle together?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Play all them old tunes. I can't play them very good. I get my fingers tangled up on the string.
Dig it.
I don't practice any.
What do they want to know about this banjo?
That's an old silver tone banjo. It was bought back in 1917 from Sears and Roebuck.
And it's a great banjo.
Yeah. Yes, sir, I've got all kinds of banjos. I've got Begum and Days, I've got Vegas, and I've got RV 800 Gibsons, and all kinds. Got Orpheum, and that old thing is very cheap. It's built by Bacon, but it's built for Sears and Roebuck. They sold it. But it's a good banjo.
It's a great banjo for Clawhammer style.
Can't beat it. I never found one that suited me better. Tuned. Well, you need a capo. Yeah. All right, wait. I've got her, I think. I had a fancy banjo, so I had an old fella to make me a fancy case. He made that case. I told him I wanted him to make me a case like that, and I went over to get it. I thought, well, it cost me $100 or maybe $60 anyhow. What do you think it was? I said, how much you owe? And he said, $5. Thank God. I really whipped on that. So I had money to buy liquor with. I buy liquor. Yeah. Had a lot of money left. It's got an old hide head on it, it's bursted. Got a piece of tape on it there. Nothing can beat a leather head on the banjo.
You like it better than a plastic head?
Oh yeah, you can't play clawhammer banjo without a leather head. You got to have a leather head on. They don't have the right sound.
You mean the banjo player or the banjo?
Banjo. Hard to tune any kind of thing. Thank you. Jerry the banjo picker, Eddie.
Yes,
he is. Yes, sir. He's won a lot of contests, too, picking that banjo.
Not too many.
Picked against some hard fellers, I'll tell you that. And you beat them. Now, every song that Bill Monroe plays, people think it's bluegrass music, you know. But he plays his old tune, Gold Rush. And that's very, very old. His uncle played that. Bill Monroe's uncle, Penn, played Gold Rush. It's no new tune at all. But people think that's a new tune. But
mostly the style that he played it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you think that music started being called old time music? I don't know how they started calling it old time music.
I don't know. Well, I reckon because back in the older days, they go back called old time music because it was played back many, many years ago. See,
it seems to me like even the Skelet Lickers and people like that on the records would call it old-time music.
Right.
They say, now here's another old-time tuner, you know. And yes, they'd introduce it as old-time music.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, it must have been at some point when people would hear this music, they'd say, oh, that's that old, you know. But,
yeah.
But when, time before then, it was just music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't you far try to learn any of this old music that I'm playing, because no mountain I know. Nobody ever did say they ever learned anything off of me. No.
Not yet.
No, they all these years I played, I never heard nobody say they learned anything off of me. No.
That's a hint, everybody.
So if you learn anything that I play, you never mountain I
know. Well, I play an old tune I call Cotton Bagging. And if anybody asks me where I learned it, I say Woody Simmons.
Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate that.
Why don't you play Cotton Bagging?
I appreciate that. Yeah. I reckon they like my music or something. You know? I don't know why.
It's just too hard to play.
Oh, boy.
Woody, how about playing that... Walking in the Parlor.
Yeah. All right.
And then I think I'm going to head back down the hill with the fiddle class.
All right.
So remember the first banjo tune you learned?
Yes, sir.
Was it Old Man, Old Man?
No, sir. Silent Night. Yes, sir.
Silent Night.
Yes, sir. I picked that on the other banjo. You want me to pick it for you? I said, you want me to pick that one for you?
Sure enough.
All right. I made a banjo here. I'll show you it.
Now, don't forget that Walking in the Parlor.
Right? All right. Where is it, man?
I'll leave this there.
This ain't mine, is it? No. Where is my banjo? Richard? Well, get out of there for me. I can't get up. I'm not able. All right. Who's going to go play the guitar? Where's the guitar player?
I got a good one, man.
Is there a guitar here?
That's
the only one here, so I
found it. There you go. Step right up.
I made that neck this time.
Maybe you're playing that one.
Yeah. That's maple and cherry and walnut. Made this banjo. There were the parts of Gibson parts. Gibson tone ring, everything. Yes, sir. I'll play you a pretty waltz. One of Kenny Baker and Bill Monroe's. I learned on the fiddle, and then I learned to pick it on the banjo. I'm the only fella that picked it around the country. And I'm the only fella that can pick sailor's hornpipe and B-flat without a capo. I'll give any banjo picker $500 to pick it without a capo. You're a good tuner, I see that. Up a little more.
There you go.
It's played in two keys, G and D. It's waltz.
All right.
Kiss Me Waltz.
That's in three, right? Waltz?
Yeah. D, go to C major chord.
C major?
Yeah, and then to G.
Oh, okay. I remember.
And then after C, you use A minor.
A minor.
Bill Monroe didn't use it, but I added that in there. They make a little run from the fourth, on the fourth string, from the first fret to that string after they go to C.
Uh-huh.
But instead of doing that, I drop into A minor
a
one.
Minor.
Let's try G. D chord, you'd think you'd go to D7,
right,
before you go to G, but you go into C major, then start G.
Thank you.
have to ever see.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is called Learn While You Earn.
Yeah. See? Tune ever learned. Silent Night.
Okay.
See him.